What if kittens play the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named Ocean.
Hi, my name is Ocean, 9 years old, and I like horses and dogs, and my What If question is, what if JF Cat and Fred the dog swapped bodies? Thank you.
Now, you might be hearing that question and thinking, hey, I had that same idea. Well, that's called parallel thinking. It's a wonderful, miraculous connection that we can have with people all over the world. And here are some of the other kids like you who have sent in the same or a very similar question about JF Cat and Fred the dog switching places. There's our patron Harper, Ned, Autumn, patron Joshua, age 5, patron Sagan, age 9, Lucy V, Sean H, patrons Colin and Keelan, Zoe, Chloe from Nevada, Harry from Bewdley, who loves koalas, Aura B, Luke B from Mesa, Arizona, Eliza, Addison, Faith, sisters Eleanor and Addie, Oliver, Jada, who likes unicorns, Laura, age 8, Ocean, age 9, who you heard from, Coben, Ruby, Peyton, Sean, who really likes aliens, Grant, age 9, Julia T, age 11, and Litos, who likes Legos, just to name a few. Also, those ages were from when they asked the question. Some of those kids are a little older now. I'd like to thank all of you for sharing your ideas. We had originally done a bonus episode for our supporters, where Fred and JF Cat switched places briefly. But for our 350th episode, we're gonna do a two-part extravaganza, answering all those kids' questions, plus two more from Jess D and Robin, age 4, whose sibling is named Lucian. Now, Jess and Robin's questions, we're gonna keep secret for now, but we've got a lot of story to tell, so let's get into it and find out what if JF Cat and Fred the dog swapped bodies. Your story starts after a quick break. It was a gray and windy day, and JF Cat was wandering around the shore of Squid Lake, swatting his little fluffy paw at the occasional searching tentacle that flopped onto the shore like a stray sock over a laundry basket. "Oh, the observatorium's gone," said JF Cat. "No more sunny windows to nap in. No more precarious towers of books to knock down. No more pies cooling on Abacus's windowsill for me to eat or knock down as I see fit." The fluffy black and white cat flopped onto a rock with a thud, his whiskers drooping. Then came a familiar slurping sound.
"Yow! The slime on these Squid Lake rocks is terrible," said Fred the dog.
"It is disgusting."
"No, that's the only good thing about it. But they just glow too bright and green like toxic waste. I can't nap on these rocks."
"Oh, please. Dogs can nap anywhere. And don't you have a doggy bed at the What House?"
"Oh, you mean where Feralise was president, and then Kathunko was president, and now Pixicato's president, and she bracer dazzled my dog bed, and now it glows and sings, and it's all out of key, too."
Fred limped down from the slimy, glowing rock, his tongue dragging behind him like a deflated balloon animal.
"Yeah, well, I don't want to hear it. My whole home got knocked down by a colossal pinching monster."
"Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to help rebuild the observatorium today, but I'm just so sleepy. And Pixicato outlawed chewing the new trees at the White House just because I've been chewing them for the last 4 years and they haven't grown at all."
"You know, I'm supposed to help Abacus design the perfect potion to turn the Hydra back into Carthuncle. but I haven't had a good nap or a warm pie in nearly an hour.
The two stopped, trading yawns as if it were a contest. And as they opened their weary eyes, they saw, across the shimmering, tentacle-speckled water, a forest that neither of them had ever noticed before. It glistened strangely in the gloom, with bending trees and plants that seemed to slither more than sway as the wind passed through them.
What in the F is that?
Look squiddy, mushy, napworthy?
You had me at napworthy.
Well, yeah, that was the end of the sentence.
Then let's stop talking and get to napping.
Fred the dog and Jojo Fluffy Cat entered the cephalorist together.
Cepha what?
I think it means tentacly.
Then why didn't he just say so?
The cephalorist was quiet and spongy under paw. The jelly willow trees stood tall and wide, with hanging limbs that were more like vines and wiggly leaves that looked like octopus arm suckers.
Whoa. Sorry to take over the narration, Mr. Eric, but the forest floor smelled like old sushi mixed with swamp water. I just got to roll in it for a minute.
That's disgusting. Although it is nice and warm in here, sheltered from the wind. If one of these mushrooms glows just right, it might feel just like napping in the sun.
Fred reluctantly left the stinky mess he'd been rolling in and followed JF Cat. After all, he needed a nap too. They followed the glow through the dark forest and came to a clearing where a patch of enormous, glistening purple mushrooms grew. They were as tall as trees, and their caps were so wide, they grew blankets of bright green glowing moss on top. They even had a kind of meaty smell that made JF Cat's mouth start to water.
Maybe I could make a quick mushroom pie before my nap.
What?
Said Fred the dog.
How you gonna bake in the forest? Why not just chew on these sticky stalks?
Bah, chew! How dare you? Kitty's claw, they don't chew.
You snobby fuzz puff.
You gooey worm tongue.
Folks at home, have you ever been so sleepy or so hungry that you found it hard to say anything kind to anyone? What could you do to take care of yourself next time you feel that way, before you say something hurtful?
Oh, quit your moralizing, Mr. Eric. I'm hungry.
Well, I'm sleepy and hungry.
But I'm even slungrier than that.
We'll see.
The two little animals split up. Fred gnawed on the giant mushrooms as if chewing on old furniture.
Angry chewing.
While JF Cat climbed to the top to gather the glowing moss and make some kind of pie filling. Clearly, he'd never baked a pie before.
Because Abacus always made them for me. Now quit narrating and let me focus.
Purple spores floated through the air like sparkly dust.
I heard that.
Bits of green glowing moss clung to fur and whiskers alike.
Oh, I think it'll be worth it when I make the perfect key slime pie.
Oh, so you can eat slime, but you can't roll in it?
Fred chewed the mushroom stalk while glaring at his friend.
Sticky stick mushroom. 10 out of 10. Would chew again. You're missing out, JF Cat.
But JF Cat had molded a kind of mushroom pulp crust for his green moss filling and took a big bite of the enormous key slime pie.
This is so good. Tastes meaty and mousy. Not that I would know what a mouse tastes like.
And that was when Freddy, an old white pug mix, started getting darker and fluffier.
Aw, Fred, you're getting some patches of black. You look like maybe you're gonna explode.
Oh, I think your eyes are playing tricks, Jojo. Because to me, you look less black and less fluffy.
Okay, here's a quick safety tip for everyone listening. If you ever feel sudden swelling, sneezing, itching, or anything strange while eating, it could be a sign of an allergic reaction. Always tell a grown-up right away, okay? But in Fred and JF Cat's case, it wasn't allergies. It was a what-if question. Or about 35 of them.
Meow that you mention it. I am feeling a little furry.
And maybe I'm feeling just a bit explodey.
Poof! Green and purple spores exploded in a cloud around them. When it cleared, Fred had perfectly pristine black and white fur with long, elegant whiskers, while JF Cat...
What happened to my face? It's like someone squished my nose halfway in.
And your tongue's rolling out like a beautiful red carpet. Wait a second. Why am I talking to you from this branch? How did I get up here?
And why am I rolling in this thing you just coughed up?
I can't tell you.
Eventually, they figured out what you already know.
I'm Fred the Cat?
Which must make me JF Dog.
We can't let anybody find out.
Why not?
Because that's how these movies always go.
But maybe if we tell people what's wrong, they'll help us.
No, JF Cat. We can't let everybody know that we accidentally traded places again.
That would be embarrassing. But I don't want to be a dog.
Oh, because you think you can't handle it?
Ha! In your dreams.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean it. I could literally be a dog in your dreams.
Only because everyone's dogs in my dreams.
Even me, Fred?
Yes, even you, Mr. Eric. Stay out of this.
I know you're still hungry and sleepy, Fred, but it is hurtful to be spoken to that way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All of a sudden, I just want to hunt things and scratch them. And eat a mouse for some reason?
I'll tell you this for free. You couldn't survive a 20-minute story as me.
Oh, how hard could it be?
Then it's settled. I'll pretend to be you. Chew things and be smelly.
And I'll be you for the day. Knock stuff down. Take a nap on the hat. Cat things. How hard could it be? Oh, how hard could it be?
We'll see.
A nap and knock things down.
Love that sound.
To preen and pose and play aloof while flopping all around.
And meow hard could it be?
You'll see.
To slobber on a shoe.
Or two.
To bark at clouds and sniff at sticks and chase a kangaroo.
That happened one time.
Can't be too hard to dig up the whole backyard.
Can't be too hard to speak up and never say the letter R.
We'll walk a mile in each other's paws.
That's really far.
Trade fur, tail, tongue, and little cutesy claws.
They're pretty cute. But these claws are too pokey.
And this tongue's too dirty.
Oh, meow. How could it be? Uh-oh. Is breaking into song another effect of the mushrooms?
Probably Mr. Eric just trying to make the 350th episode a little bit more special.
So when you said about walking...
Good thing you've got the four fastest kitty paws in all of What If World.
Except for the cheetahs.
I don't count them as kitties. Now get going, you're running late.
And you better fly my helicopter tongue to the observatorium.
Okay, yeah, sure. You know what? We should get out of the forest first.
Yeah, give ourselves room to try out our new powers.
That are gonna be so easy for me to use.
Not as easy as they will be for me.
Only because cats are better.
We'll see.
And so they stumble raced each other out of the cephalorest, while behind them, the big mass of giant fallen mushrooms and spore clouds that Fred the Dog and JF Cat...
JF Dog!
And Fred the Cat!
That Fred the Cat and JF Dog had left behind, completely unattended.
What's he going on about?
I don't know. These cat ears probably aren't so good.
Spores, molds,
mushrooms, and other fungi all joined together to form a Freddy-headed horsey cat.
Meow!
To be continued. And that's our story, but your story is just beginning. Here are some questions to think about with your grown-up. Have you ever wished you could trade places with someone? What do you think you'd learn? What challenges do you think you'd face? And what would you miss about being you? And also, why do you think it's important to clean up after yourselves, especially in nature? You might not make a Freddy-headed horsey cat, but what else might happen if you leave a big mess somewhere outside of your home? I'd like to thank all our question askers, and I have a very special thank you for Jess D., who emailed us with the question, what if JoJo Fluffy Cat ate a toxic mushroom and then he couldn't stop eating it and finally turned into Fred the dog? As well as Robin, age 4, and their sibling Lucien, who asked, what if Fred the dog got so messy that he exploded? Thank you all for making this story possible today. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who remember to look up and around when you're out walking and playing. Maybe you'll see something you've never noticed, like a cephalorist just across the lake. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.